Hey everybody, quick introduction to today's bonus podcast with clinical nutritionist Ina Toplier. A lot of you will recognize Ina from a recent episode we did on the 20th of June 2022, episode 386, clinical nutritionist Ina Toplier on thyroid function, hypothyroidism versus Hashimoto's and how metabolism impacts fat loss. Today's podcast, we go in a slightly different direction. We cover one of the topics that we didn't have time to cover in that episode, which was the five thyroid types, and we also talk about the Thyroid Mystery Solved course with Ina Toplier. This is literally the title of the episode. I'm reading off my script here in front of me. I'm having one of those days. I'm off the back of four podcast episodes, so my brain is a little bit mushy at this point. But in today's podcast, we go through those five thyroid types and we talk about Ina's course. So at the end of today's episode, I talk about how thyroid, particularly anyone with a severe thyroid issue, isn't an area where I serve. In my BKF online program, I work with people on weight loss, fat loss, toning up, building lean muscle tissue, body composition, healthy relationship with food, mindset, etc. But thyroid is something I don't work on. So I wanted to bring on, and the goal of this podcast has always been to bring on guests who can potentially help you where you're at and where your struggles are. And when I heard about Ina's course, it was something that I wanted to link in with and talk about in case you are someone who falls into the category of feeling frustrated off the back of having a thyroid issue. So on top of going through those five thyroid types, we also talk about the course. So I will link the course in the description for today's podcast. You can have a look at it, and for lifetime access with Q&As every 2 weeks with Ina, you can check it out and see if it's a thing that's for you. Also, I've set up a $100 off code for podcast listeners. So just enter BKF or Brian at the checkout and you will get $100 off the course. There's also a 14-day money back guarantee. So if you want to check it out, see if it's a fit for you, you also have that option of a money back guarantee. As I said, similar to all my programs and courses, I do the same thing just because my goal, similar to Ina's, is to make sure that the course or programs are going to be a good fit for you. So check it out. I'll link it in the description below. And in today's bonus podcast, we talk about those five thyroid types and the Thyroid Mystery Solved course with Ina Toplier. Enjoy. Hey everybody, welcome to a special bonus episode of the podcast. I am bringing on somebody who is becoming a fan favorite of the podcast. Ina Toplier was on a couple of weeks ago, talking about all things thyroid function. And I got so many messages, so many DMs from people who got value from that podcast and who passed it on to family members, who passed it on to friends. So in today's episode, we're going to touch on the one thing that we didn't get to cover in that episode just because we ran out of time covering everything else. And that's the five thyroid types. But we're also going to talk about the Thyroid Mystery Solved course. So for those who need a personalized plan, who need to take their programming to the next level, we're also going to unpack that in today's podcast. So Ina, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I want to jump straight into the five thyroid types. So you sent them over beforehand, but I might get you to list off the five and then we'll unpack each one because I think it's really important for people to understand what category they potentially fall into, and then we'll jump onto the course after that.
Yes. And thyroid types are so important because thyroid is not a one-size-fits-all approach, right? It's very individual. And if we treat it like a one-size-fits-all approach, then we're not going to get very good results. So it is important to know your thyroid type, because what's the most interesting thing is based on your thyroid type is how we actually support it. So if someone is one thyroid type versus another, the type of food that they eat, the type of supplements they take, even the type of medication they may need is going to differ. So that's really important. Now, before we jump into the thyroid types, if you don't mind, I just want to do a very quick review. And you and I talked about it a little bit on the podcast. So for those that missed it, please make sure you go back and listen to that. But just a very quick review of how thyroid hormones work, because once you understand this, I feel like for me, when I first understood this years ago, it's like this light bulb went off, it's like ding, ding, ding. Oh my goodness. And everything, it's like, you're in black and white and all of a sudden everything comes into color and it all makes sense. And so a lot of times people, when they get blood work for thyroid, they look at something called TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. And that's important, but it's only one out of many hormones. So what happens is that our pituitary actually stimulates the thyroid via the hormone TSH. And then once the thyroid is stimulated, it produces T4 and T3, but more T4 than T3. And then the T4 has to get converted to T3. And it's that T3 that's active that goes to the cells. And in blood work, if we do a full thyroid panel, what that would include is, of course, the TSH, but it would also include both the T4 and the T3. Now, one little tricky thing, it's not so tricky, but it sounds tricky, I'll explain though, is that the T4 and T3 come in two forms, total and free. So total means that it's bound to a protein. So essentially think of the hormone kind of like sitting on a bus or a truck and it's being shuffled around. And then free is when it pops off this bus and it becomes available to the cells, and that's when it gets into the cell. So if you have ever had a full thyroid panel or even maybe a half a thyroid panel and you saw free or total, that's what it means. Free T4 is available to cells. Total T4 is on the bus traveling to the cells that need it. And then same thing with T3. It's the active hormone, which is both in the total and free form. There's also something called reverse T3, which is kind of the opposite of T3. So we need that. But if we have too much of that, that can cause problems. And I'll explain that with the thyroid type. And then the last thing is we want to look at thyroid antibodies. So thyroid antibodies are the thyroglobulin and thyroid peroxidase antibodies. Those antibodies are what determines if we have autoimmune attack or Hashimoto's. There's also antibodies for Graves, but for this episode, we're really focusing on Hashimoto's because that can create a slower thyroid. And with everything that you do for metabolism, for fat loss, weight loss, energy, all of that, you know, the slow thyroid or hypothyroid symptoms are the ones that really play a role. So does that all make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Great. So then with the types, now there are several types, but I find that most people fall into one of these five types. Now, the first type is what I call the high TSH type. The second is the low T3 type. The third is the unavailable hormones type. The fourth is the Hashimoto's all normal type. And the fifth is the understimulated type. Now, some of the names sound like what they are. Some are a little different. So shall we dive in?
Yeah, let's go into a high TC or TSH. TSH to get us off and running, and then we'll go on to the next one from there.
Absolutely. So TSH, most people are familiar with that. That's the pituitary hormone that stimulates the thyroid. So in a lab's range, TSH can vary anywhere between 0.5 and 5. And that is considered normal. However, the range is very wide and there's multiple studies. There's a lot of research showing that when TSH is, you know, 4.5, still within the range, right? But it's on the upper end. So that means there's something going on. It's not optimal. So for someone who is not taking any thyroid medication, the optimal range of TSH is actually 1.8 to 3. If you are taking thyroid medication, the optimal range is anywhere between about 0.5 or so to about 2, maybe even 2.5. So anyone who has a TSH of above 3, even if it falls within your lab's range, something is happening. And so that's what I call the high TSH type. Now, within the high TSH type, there's also subtypes, and that depends on where the issue is stemming from. Sometimes it could be viral, sometimes it could be inflammatory, and that's all like the details that get into in the program. But it's important to know that if your TSH is above 3, you're this high TSH type. Now, how does this affect you if you are having trouble losing weight, right? Or if you're feeling fatigued, or you're feeling like you're working out, you're doing everything, you're eating well, and yet things maybe aren't working? Well, even though your doctor will tell you up and down, everything is fine, your TSH is in range, if you're at 4 or 4.5, yes, it's in the lab's range, but it's not optimal. And you can have an effect when your TSH is above 3, that is going to affect how you feel, and it can absolutely affect your metabolism.
And what about low T3 then? That's the second type. So as you mentioned in the course, it goes into details. And even in the podcast we talked about, we talked in depth across the board. So I will link that in the show notes for people as well if they haven't listened and they're checking out this episode first. But let's jump into the second type, low T3.
Sure. So low T3 is, you know, and here as the name suggests, is when you have low T3. So as we chatted, TSH is important, T4 is important, but T3 is the active hormone. And your thyroid really does not produce very much T3 at all. Your thyroid actually produces mostly T4, and then we convert the T4 into T3. And this is really important to know. Now, that conversion happens, believe it or not in the thyroid. It happens in other tissues. It happens in the liver. It happens in the gut. And so there's many reasons as to why it may not convert. Sometimes maybe someone has a sluggish liver. Sometimes maybe something is going on in the gut. And it doesn't mean you have to be sick, but you can have an overgrowth of certain bacteria or other microbiome issues. You may be exposed to certain toxins that your body's not processing. You can make the liver sluggish. And then there's also certain nutrients that can be deficient, and that can affect how you convert. And so what's really interesting about this type is that because a lot of doctors don't specifically test for T3 unless you request it, which is why we always request a full thyroid panel, they can test your TSH and it could be perfect. You know, you can be at 2.0, right in the middle, right? And sometimes they'll even test your T4 and that can also be perfect. So they'll tell you, hey, everything's great. It's not your thyroid. Your symptoms are not related. You know, go eat less and exercise more, which again could help, but not if something else is going on, right? And so you can have normal TSH, normal T4, but if you're not converting all that wonderful T4 that you have to T3 and you don't have the active hormone, what are you sending to your cells, right? And it's tricky because no one will put you on medicine, right? Because they'll say it's fine. And medicine wouldn't even necessarily be the answer here, because thyroid medicine usually is mostly T4, which you don't need anyway. So that's why it's so important to know if you're this type, and the way you would support that. And obviously, you know, it's a complicated process, but I break all of that down step by step, but it's supported based on where your conversion issue lies. And then we work on supporting that. It wouldn't be just, hey, take more thyroid medicine, or hey, continue to exercise more. I mean, those are important, but it's all of the other things for T3 specifically.
I love that. It's that, as you said, holistic approach, what we talked about on the podcast as well. And it's not one thing in isolation that's going to help. It's doing a combination of things all moving in the right direction. What about the third one then, unavailable hormone type?
So the unavailable hormone type is someone, it's a type that I see all the time. So here, the hormones are essentially there, the thyroid hormones, but they're not available. So how would you know if you're that type? Well, it does help to have a full thyroid panel. And when you look at that, what you would see is a normal TSH, and you would typically have a normal total T4 and a normal total T3, but the free hormones, both of T4 and T3, would be low. So what that means is that you're stimulating the thyroid okay. You're actually even converting okay. But as the hormones are traveling on that bus, they're sticking to the bus and they don't want to get off. So the bus comes to the bus station and says, all right, hormones, jump off. There's all these cells here that need your help. And they're like, nah, I'm going to stay on the bus. It's comfy here. It's air conditioned. You know, it's too hot outside. So they basically are stuck and they don't want to get off. Now, why is that? And this is really important because it's not just about what it is, but why does it happen? Well, believe it or not, the unavailable hormones types often has to do with your other hormones, your sex hormones, so your estrogen and your progesterone. So I see this a lot in women, especially those that may have been taking oral contraceptives. This type also is very linked with fertility issues, with ovulation issues, with PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And with a lot of these issues, we also then tend to have issues with metabolism. So everything goes hand in hand. Now, why is it important to know about this type? Well, again, the support would be very different. So you can, first of all, you have a normal TSH, so a doctor won't give you medicine anyway. But even if you were to take medicine, it wouldn't help, because that medicine would then have the hormones sit more on the bus, right? They still don't want to get off. So the trick here is to support the other hormones and to balance that so that those hormones actually want to get off the bus and go to the cells where they're needed.
Before we get into 4 and 5, would I be right in saying, and this is your area, Ina, so you can elaborate as needed, because we're going through the 5 types, high TSH, low T3, unavailable hormone type, all normal types, understimulated types, the protocol and how you address it is different for the person. Very similar to if someone comes to me and say, I want to lose weight, or I want to lose body fat, or I want to build muscle, or I want to get faster, or I want to get stronger. I'm going to put them on a different program. I'm going to have different support based on the specific goal. Is thyroid similar to that, that it's key to know which type they are so that they're taking the right protocol so that they're not following a protocol for, you know, high TSH when actually they have unavailable hormone type? Would I be right in saying that?
100%. Yes, it's exactly that. Because as we were saying, you know, some, like if you're high TSH, you actually need to stimulate the thyroid. But if you're unavailable hormones, you don't need to, your thyroid is working fine. It's the receptors that are off, right? So it would be completely different support. And what's more is that the underlying reason for each type also varies. So what we would do is we would look at the underlying reason and support that. And as we do that, then the thyroid type balances out.
Brilliant. I think that's so important for people to understand, because sometimes like there's nothing more frustrating than doing the work in the wrong direction and then getting results, but the wrong results based on what you want. And I think understanding your thyroid type is key for that. Talk to us about the normal type then.
Yeah, so the normal type is specifically for people with Hashimoto's. And by the way, if you have Hashimoto's or not, you can be any of the other types too. But the normal type is called the Hashimoto's normal. So this is also very common. And I find this is probably the most frustrating for people before they understand this. And when they do, again, it's like, you know, light bulbs going on. But in this type, you have thyroid antibodies. So either the thyroid peroxidase or the thyroglobulin antibodies. And in some situations, both. Like for me, I have both antibodies with Hashimoto's. But all you need is one positive antibody to be considered for Hashimoto's, meaning the immune system is attacking your own thyroid. So what happens is once there is an immune attack of the thyroid, it over time destroys the thyroid. And we talked a lot about this on the podcast you and I did. Now, that thyroid destruction is going to keep going if we don't do anything to stop it. And typically what doctors will say is, well, eventually when your thyroid gets destroyed, we'll give you medicine and you'll be on it forever, which is what they told me. Not something I really wanted to hear. So here, the destruction itself can take different amounts of time depending on the person. So oftentimes, let's say you test and you see you have thyroid antibodies and your TSH is normal, T4, T3, everything is perfect. The doctor will say, nothing to do. Eventually, we'll do stuff when it's destroyed. The thing is that you can have symptoms from the Hashimoto's itself, not just from the thyroid. And so people could, you know, they tell me, I can't lose weight, I have brain fog, I'm tired. I mean, literally A to Z, all the symptoms. But when you look at their labs, even when I, because when I look at thyroid labs, you know, I'm nitpicky because I want to make sure they're right in the middle of the range. But even with the way I look at it, I'm like, no, the levels are perfect. But when you have Hashimoto's, the symptoms can come from both the underactive thyroid or the inflammation of the Hashimoto's itself. And so for this type, now again, people are typically going to be completely dismissed by their doctor because the doctor will say your thyroid is fine. And they'll say there's no cure for Hashimoto's. There's nothing you can do. It's probably in your head, like super frustrating. So what you want to do here is you actually want to support the immune system to help to calm the immune system to prevent more of an attack, because there's a reason why the immune system is attacking the thyroid. That reason is also going to be different for different people, and it has to do with triggers. So those triggers could be things like toxins or infections or stressors or foods that we eat. And so these are all things that we support. And by doing that, what happens is we calm the immune system, which in turn will slow down the attack. And the benefit of that is A, it helps the symptoms because that inflammation from the Hashimoto's creates a lot of the symptoms. And B, as we slow down the attack, it prevents further thyroid destruction. So for people who are normal thyroid types, their thyroid destruction is probably starting, but not enough to cause the thyroid hormones to be off. So if we slow it down now, then we prevent them from slowing down later. Otherwise, they will need medicine down the line.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And we, as you said, we unpack that quite a lot in the podcast episode as well. So just like a little bit of an add-on or a reminder for people who have listened. And then what about the final type then, understimulated type?
So in the understimulated type, this is the type for someone who is not on medication. And this is a very tricky one where someone can have a low TSH, but still have issues. So typically when TSH is elevated, there's an inverse relationship. The higher the TSH, the slower the thyroid. So when someone has a low TSH and doctors see that, and when I say low, it doesn't have to be, you know, super, super low, but lower than optimal, they'll say, oh, well, that's not your thyroid. You know, you're fine. But if you have a TSH that's below 1.8, and I just want to make sure that everyone understands that this is if you're not on thyroid medicine, because if you're already taking thyroid medicine will suppress TSH and it could be below that, and that's okay. But if you're not on thyroid medicine and you're feeling like something's going on, I'm not losing weight, I'm not feeling like I should, and your TSH is below 1.8, and additionally, your total T4 is also low, below 6 typically, that means that the pituitary gland is actually not stimulating the thyroid enough. So what's interesting here, it's not even really a thyroid issue. It's a pituitary issue saying, hey, you know, something's happening. It's not creating that connection. And then if the pituitary doesn't create the connection, the thyroid almost doesn't know it has to start producing hormones. So we can have low thyroid hormones. And why it's important to know this type is that it, because it's not really a thyroid issue, what we do here is we support the pituitary. And there's a lot we can do from the stress perspective and from a diet perspective, exercise perspective. You know, for this type, it's, you know, exercise is very important, but very strenuous exercise may actually not be the best because that can sort of create more physical stress on the body, which can slow down the pituitary more.
Yeah, there's so much there, as I said, and I think the high end of education is power here when it comes to which type do you have, and then effectively, for the lack of a better term, going an all out attack to address it and manage it in the right way, which brings me on perfectly to the course. With your content, Ina, between our episode on the podcast where we did a deep dive and all the great episodes of the Thyroid Mysteries podcast and everything else you're putting out, there's loads of content out there. But when I think of courses, you're pitching to the me's of the world who are, give me the A to Z guide on what I need to do. I could figure it out for myself, but you know what? I actually want somebody to help me, an expert in it. For example, complete side note, when I got my dog Rocco, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, like I went out and got the courses on how to train the dog. I was like, yes, you could get the free YouTube videos and consume all the content, but I'm like, just give me the guide on exactly how I need to do this. So we're pitching effectively to the me's of the world, or talking to the me's of the world. With the course, I want to unpack who it's for, what's in it, and how it works. I think there'll be a lot for people to see if it's going to be a good fit for them. Talk to us about who the course is for. So the Thyroid Mystery Solved course talks about who it's for.
So it is for anyone who either has Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is a slow thyroid. And oftentimes people have both. But of course, there's times they have Hashimoto's without hypothyroidism or hypothyroidism without Hashimoto's. Interestingly, though, I find that a lot of people who tell me they have hypothyroidism and not Hashimoto's were never actually tested for Hashimoto's. And once we look into it, they do. Because if you can believe it, about 80%, even more than 80% of those with hypothyroidism actually have Hashimoto's, because Hashimoto's is the biggest reason why hypothyroidism develops, because it destroys the thyroid.
Yeah, I remember you telling me I had so many gaps in my knowledge when we had our podcast, and it just filled in a load of those. So again, great for people to know who it's for. Talk about what's in the course. So what are some of the modules, the lessons, and what is some of the content that's covered inside?
Yeah, so when I think about thyroid, and you know, to me, I mean, I'm obviously was a patient myself many moons ago, and a clinician, you know, and then probably the biggest is a teacher, you know, because even with all of my clients and patients in the past, you know, it's all about educating, you know, so because I want people to feel empowered, I want them to really understand so that they can become their own health advocate, because unfortunately, a lot of doctors just, you know, and I don't want to say they don't care, because they do care, but they just don't know, maybe don't have the time. I mean, there's a gazillion different reasons of why people get missed. And so with this, the course is divided into two parts. The first part has 8 modules in it. And I go through the education piece in terms of, I mean, in much more detail than what we covered, but you know, you guys got the the cliff notes, which is, you know, definitely important, but in more detail about the actual thyroid hormone production, what happens, how everything's related, how all of the other organs are related. Then we talk about the different types of medications, the different type of supplements, and all the support that's out there. And then I help people get labs if they don't already have labs. And then we look and we help them figure out what type they are based on their labs. And then as they get to the end of part one, which, you know, by the end of part one, you really get a really good understanding as to how thyroid works, how it's connected, and what's really going on. And then we break out into the individual personalized modules. And so that goes based on thyroid type, because as we said, the support is going to be completely different. And in part two, everyone's going to go to their own module based on their thyroid type. And then I detail all of the steps in a very step-by-step way. Because one of the things that I found when I was going through my health struggles, and I've had functional medicine doctors and other people supporting me, but I realized not everyone specializes in Hashimoto's. To be honest, not many people do. And so people know about thyroid, but they don't know about all the ins and outs. And as much as there's information on the internet, like you said, like how do you put it together? And even if you were to read hours and hours of content, watch summits, listen to podcasts, which are amazing and helpful, how do you know what order to put them in, right? Mm-hmm. That's the part that's tough. And so here, it's all the information of how to support the thyroid type for you in the order that you need. And each thyroid support for each thyroid type is going to have different orders of things as well. And so I think too, when it comes to thyroid, it's a very comprehensive approach. So it's not just what you eat and how you exercise. I mean, that's very, very important. That's the foundation. But then it's also the nutrients that you take, the organs that you need to cleanse. And then the other big part, and I think this isn't talked about nearly as much, but I think it's important. I know you would really agree with this, and I know you and I see eye to eye, but that's the emotional connection. It's the mindset, right? Because oftentimes, especially when it comes to Hashimoto's, we can have limiting beliefs about healing. We can have limiting beliefs about just overall what our body can do. There's also a lot of things in terms of shame or betrayal, especially for women that are dealing with thyroid issues. Those really come to play. And we go through a lot of that too. So there's modules on mindset and the emotional connections, really getting rid of these old beliefs and moving forward.
There's so much there. And just to double back on what you said there, Ina, as well, with the thyroid, and I definitely found this, this is why I was so grateful for our original conversation. There's so much misconception out there online. And when you're trying to do the research, and I'm someone who has a background in nutrition, has been working in the health, wellness, and fitness industry for more than 10 years. And when I was trying to navigate different studies, navigate different content out there, I was like, this is a minefield. On, and I didn't know what was right, what was wrong. I didn't have a filter for it. And one of the reasons why I think this course is so important for those that need it is it's self-filtered based on you're the expert. Here's where you need to look. Here's where you need to focus. And here's the guide on what you need to do A to Z. So I think for people listening, it's particularly with thyroid. I think thyroid, and I'd probably put something like PCOS into that category as well, where there's so much misinformation out there. It's very important that you're consuming the right things. You can do it yourself, as you said, and I've said, but I think with this particular topic, and one of the reasons I wanted to bring you back on to help you speak about the course, is it gives people everything they need on the front end and filters. It's already filtered. It's pre-filtered in terms of this is where you need to focus. So I just wanted to add that because I think there's a lot of value. And the final thing then when it comes to the course, Ina, is how it works. So is it a do it within a certain time? Is it is there a certain restricted access or is it lifetime access? How does it work in terms of the actual course and how people come through it?
So I want to make sure that people really get the most out of it and make it as attainable as possible. So there is absolutely lifetime access. There's no expiration. And, you know, people don't have to pay a reinstatement fee. And I'm continuously updating the course, my menus, because it comes with meal plans and recipes. Now, of course, for your people, you know, we would have them follow what you're giving them because it's a very specific plan. But then everything else, you know, there's always updates as new research comes out and there's new information comes out. So there's lifetime access. They also have, there's a money back guarantee. So for any reason someone is not satisfied or feel like it won't help them for whatever reason, no questions asked, there's a 14-day money-back guarantee. Now, in terms of timing, it's a self-paced course because what I found, and I've done it a couple of different ways, but sometimes, you know, people get busy, things happen, and I don't want people to feel like they're falling behind or that, you know, they may have an event or something happens in their life. So it's self-paced, and I have very specific protocols for each thyroid type, and those protocols are going to vary in length depending on the person. So it's self-paced, and the protocols are made for you specifically. And there's also live Q&A calls. Everything is very self-explanatory, and I like to think that I put it in a way where it makes a lot of sense and is step by step. I think I explain pretty well. That's one of the things that I've had, you know, feedback on, that, you know, I explain things that are complicated in simple terms that people can understand and relate to. But even still, I want to make sure that I'm available. So every 2 weeks we do Q&A calls. So if you have any questions, if there's anything that's not clear, or if you come to some type of a, you know, cross intersection, you're like, Mom, I'm not sure which way to go. And I've had times where sometimes people were both thyroid types. They had a little bit of one, a little bit of that. Doesn't happen often, but it does happen. So of course I'm there. I answer all of their questions, and you know, the live Q&A calls are great because people really connect, and you know, it's a nice way to get support.
100%. I think it wraps it all together. It gives everything they need, but then that little bit of context. And just to, for everybody listening, one of the communities I tend to not serve is thyroid. It's outside my circle of competence, my area of expertise. When somebody comes to me, particularly now, with any thyroid issues, I've been sending them to your content even before our podcast, when I came across your Instagram first, but even more so now off the back of chatting to you and getting to know each other and off the podcast. It's not an area I serve. It's outside my circle. I've got general basic knowledge on it, but when it comes to specificity, that's why I wanted to come on, help you talk about the course, because the goal of this podcast is to serve people based on, you know, where they're at and what they need. And it's not something I can cater for. I don't have that expertise, but you do. This is your wheelhouse, and this is where you specialize in, and the amount of people you've already helped, and hopefully off the back of this podcast even more. So for those of you who are listening, I will link the course in the description in today's podcast, and there'll also be $100 off with a discount code. I think it's BKF. Did we set up the BKF as the discount code? Is my assistant Gary that set it up?
Yep. We set up Brian and BK as well. We have both, but we'll put it all in the show notes.
Brilliant. Yeah. So if you, anyone that's listening to this and you want $100 off the course, just put in Brian or BKF or BK, whatever it is that'll come through. I'll have it in the description in the show notes after, and you'll be able to get access to it. And as Ina said, there's a 14-day money back guarantee on it. I'm a big fan of that. I have a guarantee, money back guarantees on all my programs, all my courses, just for the exact same reason. You want to get the right people in, make sure that you can help them, make sure you can serve them. So I think if you're falling into that category of someone who's struggling with your thyroid type, you're frustrated, you're not sure what to do next or where to go, this sounds like it's going to be the thing that's going to get you on the right path. So click the link in the description, check it out, see if it's for you. You can also enter that code and get the discount code, which will give you $100 off, and you'll have lifetime access to it. And as Ina said, you'll be able to contact her every 2 weeks with the live Q&As, and you'll be able to get your thyroid type and put all the plans in place around it. So Ina, as I said, I'm so grateful for our first conversation where we covered so much when it comes to Hashimoto's and thyroid, and even more so now to get into those five thyroid types, educating me on the topic, which I love. And thank you so much again for your time. And anything else you want to mention, anywhere else you want to send people, or anything else that we've missed, please feel free to say it now before we wrap up.
Well, first, thank you so much. I love the work that you do, and everything you're doing is so important. And I just love to connect with you so together we can help more people. So thank you so much for that. And I just want to leave people with the fact that there is so much that you can do. You know, one of the things I always talk about it is that no matter what the health issue is, there is hope. It's just a lot of times people just don't know where to look, right? They don't have the step-by-steps, or they have too much information, like you said. So I just want you to remember that whatever you're feeling, there is something. And the reason why you probably haven't gone to the bottom of it yet is because no one has probably explained this in that way, or looked at it, or gave you the time and the intention that you deserve and that you need. And so I just want to leave people with that.
Amazing. Wonderful way to wrap up. Ina, keep doing what you're doing. As I said, for everybody listening, I will link everything we talked about in the show notes. The discount code will be in there, the link to the website, to the course. Ina, thank you so much again, and I look forward to catching up soon.
Yes, well, thank you so much. Bye.